Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
Yeah, I appreciate that. You know, my mom was discipled by Henrietta Mears out at First Pres Hollywood in California. And she led me to Christ as an eight-year-old boy. What little eight-year-old boy doesn't know he's a sinner if he's raised in the church? And I was, and so it was real. But my parents divorced when I was 10, and not having the dad in the home led me to really be at a deficit. And I realized that I had to try to figure out this whole manhood thing. And I was kind of on my own, as so many guys are. And so the gospel was real, but it wasn't until a few years later that I understood how God was my father and what a difference that was making in my own life and could make in other guys' lives as well.
Here's a quote from the book. God the Father builds sons who come to grips with their core identity as his sons and develops his character in them to thrive in their various roles in life. When men thrive and flourish, they become the sons, husbands, fathers, brothers, and friends that encourage others to grow and flourish. I want you to just maybe unpack some of the challenges that most men face living in today's culture.
Yeah, you know, most of us really, deep down, of course, we want to be men. It's in our DNA.
Yeah.
And dads are supposed to have that role, according to Deuteronomy 6 and Ephesians and other passages in the Bible. Dads are supposed to have that role of modeling what a boy is to become. And so many men today have wounds simply because of the father's absence. Or alternatively, because of the negative things that dads do, the anger, their being out of control, the performance orientation that they put on their sons and daughters. Dads are absolutely crucial in developing the sexual identity and the identity of both their female and male children. So many men today are out there trying to figure it out. They don't know who they are. They don't know that they're unconditionally loved. And so they're out there trying to find their identity rather than working from their identity. And so, Susie, the point that I think the gospel brings out, what I'm trying to bring out, is that in Christ we finally have the Father that we've always been looking for and the identity that we desperately need. So that gives that foundation, a strong foundation of unconditional love, of clarity of who I am, so that I can then go out into the world and make a contribution rather than go out into the world trying to find my identity. And so that's really the premise of the book and how that makes all the difference in the world for a man when he starts out knowing who he is and that he's loved.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.